Las cosas que necesito en la vida ya están aquí. Las cosas que necesito en la vida ya están aquí. I am free, free as a bird now, with my feathered wings. I am free, free as a bird now, with my feathered wings.
And welcome back to the Camino Cafe. I am so excited to have Carlota with us again this morning. And she is one day away from being a month into her walk, which is amazing. So thank you for joining us this morning and taking a little time out to give us an update.
Thank you, Lee, for inviting me, and I'm very glad to be here with you.
Thank you. So I guess we're going to start with, I'm sure everyone's really curious, how's the body doing? Are you having any blisters? What's going on?
No blisters at all, which is a miracle. Actually, I think that's what what's really helping me keep going on, the fact that I'm not having any blisters. And I have to say that I have the feeling that my body's getting used to this. So in a way, when I rest, because I rest one day per week, I have the feeling that my body's asking me to keep going and keep walking. So I think that I'm getting used to. The only thing is that I'm having a bit of back pain, and I'm seeing how I can sort that out. And maybe by doing yoga, maybe I can help my body get used to the weight of the backpack.
Yeah, I don't know if we talked about how heavy is your backpack.
In the beginning, it was 6 kilos.
6 kilos, okay.
I think it's a little bit heavier right now because I've got new stuff in there, but it's going to be close.
Okay.
To 6 kilos.
So you said you've added stuff. So one question I had for you this morning is, what is there anything that you've gotten rid of that you initially packed that you were like, I've got to have this thing, but now you got rid of it?
Not really, but I'm thinking about doing it. According to clothes, I have like two whole models for walking and one for resting. And there's some stuff from the walking ones that I hardly ever use. Also, I've got these flip-flops that I have the feeling that I'm going to use them at some point. But up till now, I've never used them. So I'm also thinking about getting rid of those. Okay. And I think that's basically it.
Okay. So flip-flops and some of the walking clothes that you haven't been using, which makes sense. It's been a month. So if you haven't used it yet.
That's it. Because I'm washing my stuff every day. Like whenever I stop, I wash my stuff so that it can be dry for the next day. And so like socks, sometimes I use the same socks over and over because I wash them at night and then they're dry for the morning. So I use them again, those same socks. So I'm trying to like have a good evaluation of what I'm using, what I'm not using, and then get rid of that. And the new things that I have are two kinds. One, gifts from people. Because people are so generous and they whenever they give me a gift, like I can't say no. And I'm so happy to receive those that I keep them. Also, I keep them because I think that maybe at some point there's going to be someone that needs that, and then I can give that to someone else. For example, I got a beautiful hat from a lady. She did it herself. It was handmade, and I already have my one for me. So I'm not planning on using it. But then I thought, what if I find someone who's cold? Maybe I can give that person that hat. So I don't know. I'm not getting rid of that.
I love that. Hey, I'm thinking maybe next time that we talk, if it's not in the morning, maybe we should do like an evening talk and maybe you can show us what's in your backpack. Because people are always curious, right? As to what does 6 kilo mean? What's that really look like, right? So maybe we should actually take a peek into your backpack sometime, but not this morning.
That would be great. It's going to be like an unboxing the other way around, getting things out of the backpack and showing. I'd love to. And the second kind is food. So the things that some days I'm not sure where am I going to eat, if I'm going to have a restaurant that I can go to or a house that they can invite me for lunch. So I have like, I don't know, tuna fruit, nuts, and things like that that I keep just in case. And they've been super useful in fruit. So that's also adding some weight to my backpack. Not a lot, but some weight.
It takes a lot of space. I mean, I know when I had to carry some food on some of the longer days, it's a lot of space. And you have to get kind of creative sometimes. So one question I have for you this morning, someone asked me this yesterday about my life here in Spain, and I thought it was a good question to ask you, was what has exceeded your expectations so far on this walk?
I would say generosity.
Generosity.
I would say that's my biggest learning from this month.
Can you give us an example of something that's just like happened that you're like, you just can't believe?
Every day. I mean, from I would say from 1 month that I've been doing the Camino, let's say 3/4 at least of my days have been with families. This means that there's people that not only that, like, say, okay, you can stay at my place and sleep at my place, but that they cook for me, that they actually change their schedule. I mean, you have your own day planned. You have your own life. We have to go to work. You have your own, I don't know, meeting with a friend or something. And these families are actually changing their schedule for me. So they're, I don't know, they're doing laundry so that I can have towels and clean sheets. They're buying food for me. I don't know, like this whole generosity. And I've also stayed with very humble families, and they shared with me even what they didn't have. So it's like the biggest learning that I think that I'm going to ever have. And I'm so thankful, and it's been amazing.
Wow. That sounds, your experience right now is sounding to me so much the way a pilgrimage used to be back in the day, right? Where you're depending on the generosity of others, and they're coming through for you. It's beautiful.
That's what I'm trying, because I learned from them. I learned by, I don't know, but them sharing with me what bothers them, what went wrong and right throughout their life, their own life lessons. And for me, like I have my notebook, actually it looks like this. And I write down like everything that happens every day, because I don't want to forget anything, like the names, the places, what they told me about, what we ate together, because this is like so much knowledge that I'm not gonna be able to keep it all in my memory. So I'm noting everything down just in case.
That's so smart. Wonderful. Okay, so I know there's a couple people have been curious, you know, how much money are you spending a day? Like, do you have a budget of what you're spending? Are you not spending anything? Like, what's your plan on that? Because a year is a long time to be on the road.
So I had a really good plan that I could be spending 20 euros per day.
Okay.
And then I have like a safe box for every month, like for just in case.
Okay.
So that if I have to buy something or whatever, and literally I'm not spending the 20 euros per day at all.
Are you kidding me? Wow. No. You're not spending that. That's how generous everyone has been to you. All right. That is amazing.
It is. I can't say anything.
Yeah. What's been the most beautiful thing you've seen so far?
The sea. When I arrived, actually, when I was talking to you 2 weeks ago, yeah, it was the moment that I was getting to Asturias. So it's the new region that I started. And all the coast in Asturias is just amazing. So because the Camino doesn't go in like just next to the coast. So some days, if the road is not, like if I'm not doing a lot of kilometers, then I try to look for other, like not Camino, but other, I don't know how to say, ways that go throughout the coast. And walking by the sea, for me, it's been the most beautiful thing that I've seen right now. And maybe I'm going through some fields and I don't expect the sea to be there. And then, I don't know, I walk a hill and then suddenly I see the sea again. It's like, again, a surprise.
Thank you, God, for that view, right?
Like, absolutely. I'm like, well done. Good job with this.
That's wonderful. Okay, so now I'm imagining that there are some days that are tougher than others or some moments. Can you give us an example of a time that has been challenging for you physically, emotionally, spiritually, where you had to kind of dig deep and be like, okay, Carlotta, you can do this, girl. You're like, you know, has there been a moment or a day like that?
So on Sunday, it was my grandmother's birthday. She turned 89, and that was quite an emotional moment. We had a video call, and I really enjoyed it. We were laughing. We were sharing. She was watching the tennis, Nadal, and because she's a huge fan. And we were sharing that moment, and it was beautiful, but I felt a little sad that I couldn't be with her. I mean, she's old, and she's not going to be there forever, so I was a bit emotional at that moment. I mean, emotionally, I would say that was like a weak moment. And physically, I would say that when the route of the day is a bit long, it's not that I'm tired, but I think it's more mental that I'm like, when am I going to get there? How long is it going to take? I need to stop and rest and get some water, a banana or something, and then continue, because I think it's not that much physically, but psychologically, I need to make a schedule so that I know at what time I'm going to get, because I get a little impatient, I think.
Yeah, I always find like those last couple of kilometers are sometimes the hardest. Like maybe there's been a climb earlier in the day, there's been physically more challenge, but at the end of the day, when you know you're almost there, but you're not quite, for me, it's really tough sometimes. Yeah. Hey, what's your grandma's name?
Pardon?
What's your grandma's name?
Her name is Maria Luisa, but everyone calls her Abuela, because she's like the granny of everyone. But her name is Maria Luisa.
And she's 89.
She turned 89.
Oh my goodness. And does she speak English or Spanish?
No, no, not at all. She speaks Spanish. But when this comes out, I hope someone translates this for her. I'm sure.
Well, I was going to say to you, if you want to take a moment and just say hi to her, or to anyone in your family, and you can say it in Spanish, right?
Oh, like, sure.
Okay. So anybody you want to send a message to, here you go. You've got the...
That's great. Bueno. Abuela, muchas felicidades por tu 89 cumpleaños. Y bueno, he echado todo de menos, pero sabéis que estoy muy contenta y disfrutando un montón.
So, yeah. And what did
how's
you
your, say? How's your, I was going to ask you, how's your Spanish? So I basically, I just greeted her for her birthday and said to my family that they all know that I miss them, but they all know that I'm super happy to be here. So it's part of life.
Yes, exactly. Well, I wanted to read to you some messages. So during our last interview, when I posted it, I asked people if they wanted to give you a message. And so I have some messages to read to you from folks that have been watching your journey. One person, Deidre, said, wow, Carlotta, you are an inspiration and a hero. Enjoy each moment and stay safe and well. Buen camino. Steve said, great conversation. Jim said, oh, wow, I wish I was young enough and strong enough to do that. I was going to try it in 2017 from Rome, but physical problems kept me from going, so I did the Inglés. Mm-hmm. Anika said, walk in beauty, Carlotta. Looking forward to hearing about your experience. Buen camino. Robin said, buen camino, courageous, intrepid Carlotta, an inspiration to all on what's possible. Steven said, buen camino, Carlotta, utrea u sasea. Corey said, what an inspiration you are, Carlotta. I'm excited to hear about your journey throughout the entire process, wishing you an incredible experience filled with joy, adventure, safety, and great health. Buen camino.
Steve lovely said, messages.
Steve said, wow. You are you ready for this? You are my spirit animal. So incredible. Keep charging onward. Gigi said, blessings to you on this incredible journey. You are an inspiration to us all. Jim said, Jim mentioned somebody that's walked actually to Jerusalem and wrote a book. I don't know. I think it's a woman named Moni Dojiho. I don't know her. We'll have to look her up.
We have to look her up. Where from? Does he mention?
Let me see. I got to find, I've got his comment on two photos.
Yeah, we can say it.
Oh, I said, because does she walk to Jerusalem or does she do Camino San Andre? And he said she walked to Jerusalem. So
where? We don't know. Yeah, maybe we can ask because those stories really help.
Okay, I'll look her up.
Because there were two. I think I mentioned it to you in the first interview that there were two men that did it 20 years ago from Madrid, and they both wrote a book, and those books were super useful for me. And one of them, I actually contacted him on Facebook, and he helped me a lot, and it was really useful knowing their whole story. I mean, it's different to mine because it was two people together and both were men. And it was 20 years ago. I mean, there wasn't a war in Syria. I mean, it changed. They didn't have internet on their phones. The whole thing changed. But their day-to-day experiences were very helpful for me.
Okay. All right. I will look her up and or he. I'm not sure. And we'll
figure that out. That's great.
Jody said, Carlota, what an inspiration. And like Jim said, if I was young enough, I look forward to following your journey, Utrea. John said, thanks for bringing us such a wonderful journey. What a great idea, introducing your family to your dream as a way to get their acceptance. Buen Camino. Daily Passenger Travel, I don't know the person's name, that's what their account's under, said, very nice to walk again in Jerusalem in the evening. Jean said, what a great minister of faith and duty. Looking forward to the next series throughout the year. Best of luck. Best of luck, Carlota. Wait, there's still more.
Those are beautifully.
One last one from Paula. What an amazing young lady. I hope she does write a book as it would be an amazing read. Thank you for this great interview. I got them all.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to have so much to say in order to write a book, but...
You're going to have so much in this. So people are really excited about your journey. Lorenzo last night was just saying how excited he is for you. He just found out about your journey. And so I just want you to know when you're out there, if you're having a tough day, that you are an inspiration to so many people and everybody's watching what you're doing. And I think they're so full of support for you. So let me check the time. I don't want to, we have just a couple of minutes. So let's see. Is there anything you would do differently now that looking back, so you've been almost on the road for a month, if you could start over again or do something differently about how you've set things up, is there anything that you would change?
About setting things up, I would be, well, the two things that I would change is that I would be less worried and that I would be less afraid. Those are the two things that I would change. Because I was always worried, where am I going to sleep the next Monday and next Tuesday and next Wednesday? And it all went perfectly well and things get sorted out throughout the days. Because, for example, where I'm staying now, they're friends of a lady that I stayed with 3 days ago. So it's by meeting people in the villages that I find other people in close villages. So worrying about what's going to happen next week and the following week and the following week, it's useless. It's a waste of time, a waste of energy. So I would change that radically. And also being less afraid, because at the beginning I was a little bit afraid, like not so much for my security, but like, am I going to be able of doing this? Am I going to have the strength to finish the day? And things like that, and same thing, worrying and being afraid are useless waste of time and energy. And I'm starting to learn that, and I'm starting to let those feelings go away.
Oh, yeah, if you figure that out, can you let us all know, right? That's the thing, is the worries and the fears are never really as bad as maybe what we imagine them to be in our minds, right?
It's got nothing to do.
Nothing to do. How does this work? How does it work then? So are you knowing 3 days in ahead kind of where you're staying? Like, okay, so you're at this beautiful place now, and by the generosity of this family, that came about because of somebody you met 3 days ago. Mm-hmm. So like, where are you staying tomorrow? Do you know? Is that going to be worked out later today? Like, how is it working?
So it's been a day-by-day thing. So the people that I... So there were some people that I met because they were friends of friends that I already have from like Granada, Madrid or whatever. So those were key to unblock others. But once that I met three or four families here, well, I think that most in this region, maybe it's going to be similar in other regions, but in this region, in Asturias, I have the feeling that everyone knows each other. So once I met three families, then they started like WhatsApping others and telling me, I have friends in this village. So I share with them my schedule for the next month. And they tell me, so I know people here, here, and here. And then they give me their phones. I call them and see if I can stay at their place. And then it's these people that I get to know that unblock others in other villages. And here there was a Catholic movement that is called Cursillos. And they have a lot of WhatsApp groups, and they shared my story in their WhatsApp groups, and many people from there shared the story at the same time. So it's just like a I don't know, like a network that whenever I meet someone, they introduce me to others. And I'm learning to not plan things with too much time, like too much time ahead, because I, like, for example, I know where I'm staying today. I'm not sure where I'm staying tomorrow. So, you know, it goes on like this.
Yeah. Are you having moments of kind of mini celebrity? You know, like when you walk into a village, are people...
So I'm happy you're bringing this up, because I had a really, like, it was the only, not bad moment, but that I didn't like. I was walking from one city to a village, and there was a man there that read on the newspaper that I was doing this and that he wanted to join me. The thing is that he never asked if I wanted to walk with someone, and he just like imposed his, I told him, I'm doing this by myself because I want to walk alone and I'm happy to walk alone. And he was like, no, I want to walk with you just for today. I read it on the newspaper. I've been looking for you. He went on bus to the next village and then went backwards in order to meet me on the way. It was a bit creepy, I have to say. Like, I did it. Well, he was 75 years old. I have to say that as well. So there was no risk or anything. And the fact is that he went widow. I don't know. How do you say that? He widowed one year ago.
Yeah.
1 year ago. And I have the feeling he just needed someone to talk to. And he was a really nice person. I have to say he had done the Camino like 20 times. He wanted to share his experience with me, tips, and he was a very nice person. I just felt like he didn't take into consideration the fact that, like, I was walking by myself because I wanted to walk by myself. So that was a hard moment, like celebrity moment, celebrity moment that I didn't very much like, I have to say.
Yes. Oh, I can understand that, because I think as more people find out about your journey and they want to be a part of it, and you've kind of got this feeling. And also, I mean, thank goodness that didn't turn into a creepy situation because of, you know.
No, I'm really happy it didn't. But I have to be cautious as well. Like, I never share my location. I never share where I'm going for the next day and things like that, because I don't want to get bad surprises.
No. That's so funny, Carlota, you say that. I think I was feeling like such a mama this morning, because I was thinking about, I knew we were getting ready to do this. And, you know, I'm putting a little space in between the times that we do enter to where I'm putting them out on purpose. So just so you know that, I just feel a little mama-ish about you and like wanting to keep you safe. Also, just protecting your journey, right? That this is still your private journey. And so... for folks that are watching, you know, just keep that in mind. I know the messages are great support and you know, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. But also, absolutely. This is still a pilgrimage, you know, and so it's still a personal journey for you. So I definitely want us to keep that in perspective.
Actually, there's many people on Instagram that are asking, where are you today? Where are you heading off tomorrow? And most of them just want to tell me, you know, that, I don't know, there's a really nice restaurant in this place. I like giving me tips and advice, but I never share where I am at the moment. If I post something, it's like days ahead or something, because I feel that is something that I should protect.
Yes, I absolutely agree. And I know we need to go, because you need to run up to have breakfast with the family you're staying with. So
I have to.
Thank you so much. I mean, the fact that you're taking time out before you walk is just amazing.
It's my pleasure.
It's just, it's wonderful to be following this. So please have a great walk today. We'll check in with you again in a couple of weeks. And just know that we're all behind you and living through this journey. So buen camino. Have a great day. I'm going to stop the video. Thank you, everyone, for checking in.
And, thank you.
We will see you
with
soon.
With my feathered wings, I'm free. Free as a bird now, with my feathers.